Yeah, and I know we obviously bust on Linnell chops for good reason, because he's very bustable on.
Wow. Yeah. I did once say that.
I knew that was going to come back to rear its ugly head. I saw AMAC get all giddy like a schoolgirl. He's just like, yeah, I'm going to screw with the big guy. I'm going to mess with him. All right, so that 30 years ago, that was language that I used that didn't mean what apparently you punks all think it means now.
Why are you so mad, bro? Why do you got to be punks? You're the one who says
I'm going to Bryce Harper you. That's a clown question, bro.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. It just meant something different 30 years ago, 25 years ago. It just meant you could bust chops. That's it.
We got that.
I like to bust chops. I like to break balls, you know? As they used to say on 3rd and 33rd. You know? I got to change the Earl. Bust balls. Anyway, Doc Walker is going to join us at some point here, as soon as he stops turning his back to me. Right now, I'm looking at Doc in the bullpen, but he's got his back turned to me. I don't know if that means that he's mad at me or he just doesn't want to see me. I don't know. Through the glass? I'm not sure. But Doc's going to join us for a little bit before 4 o'clock when he hosts Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. All right, good to have you with us. So Nicky Javala projects 8-9. 8.8 wins is what the Athletic says for the Commanders. And the verdict being just right. Now, 8.8, again, as I pointed out, is closer to 9 wins than 8 wins. But, okay, neither here nor there. She clarified and what have you on Kevin's show and said 8-9. That being said, listen, I think there's a chance this team could be 9-8. I don't think it's hard for me to see 8-9. Not impossible. It's hard for me to see 8-9. I would be really, really surprised. To me, it would take dramatic amount of injuries. Not maybe to Jaden, but maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 key guys. Zach Ertz misses half the year. Bobby Wagner misses half the year. Marshawn Lattimore misses half the year. And half the year might be generous. Laremy Tunsil misses 3/4 of the year. You get my point? I mean, we don't know. We have no idea. So for anybody to dismiss it and just say that's preposterous, that's absurd, that's stupid, she doesn't know what she's talking about, this, that, and the other thing, please give me a break. That's dumb on your behalf because you don't know. Nor does she, nor do I, what they're going to wind up with. Nobody had them as a 12-win team last year. Nobody. Oh, that's right. Linnell had them actually going 17-0. Because of their hand technique. But is 8-9 realistic? I don't think realistic, by the way I would define realistic. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. What would it take for them to be 8-9? Outside of the obvious, again, Jaden Daniels' division, a crippling injury to him. What's crippling? Well, I think we all know what's crippling. How about, I don't know, a high ankle sprain that knocks him out for 4 weeks? Possible. Could they go 8-9? Hells yeah, they could go 8-9. If he has to miss 4 weeks, they can go 1-4 during those 4 weeks. Nothing to say that they're not going to have other injuries, right? And again, a much tougher schedule. Much better opponents, much better quarterbacks, really good running backs. Maybe not much better, but really good running backs, especially during the first month of the season once you get out of week one. On top of that, more of a bullseye on your back, more expectations. Can't take this team lightly. Can you convert 19 of 22 on fourth down? Can you win 5 games on the last possession of the last play? Can you surprise people like you did last year? And the answer to for me, to all of that, is probably not. Could it? Maybe. But probably not. Could you be as healthy as you were last year, for the most part? You know, Terry was healthy all year. Zach Ertz was healthy all year. Bobby Wagner was healthy all year. Jaden Daniels was not healthy all year, but he played all year. didn't miss any games. Now, others did, but I think you know what I'm talking about. They didn't have like some massive uncontrollable rash of injuries like some teams do and some teams have to deal with. And that might be the Commanders this year. So again, to dismiss 8-9 and say no chance, no way, absurd, she doesn't know what she's talking about, guys, that's crazy in my eyes. But I think I can be reasonably intelligent here and say I disagree with 8-9 and I could see, I mean, because we can no longer do 500, I could see 9-8. Is 8-9 a possibility? Yeah, it's like, I don't know, 5% possibility, something like that. 4% possibility, 3%, whatever. But there's a chance, just like there's a chance it could be worse than 8-9. Do I think it will be worse than 8-9? No. Do I know? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Again, you guys know I bitch and moan about holiday games and short weeks like nobody else. This is what attracted my attention besides the 8-9 record projection to Nikki's analysis. Because I am smarter than most Bears out there. I think about things that you guys don't think about. And I am telling you that the schedule, the turnaround times, the lack of practice time, the lack of ability to get right or close to 100% will have, I believe, a dramatic effect on this team this year. Now, what does that mean? They won 12 games by the thinnest of margins last year. Could it mean 10 wins? Sure. Could it mean 9 wins? Absolutely. Could it mean 8 wins? Yeah, but not as likely in my eyes. I think it's much more likely that they're a 10 or a 9-win team than they are an 8-win team. And I know there's not a lot of difference, and the margins are razor thin, but that's just how I see it. Why do I think that? Well, again, Jaden is a big part of that. Having Terry back, adding Debo and Tunsil, I think the run defense is better. I know the secondary is better. I know the field goal kicker is better, even though he hasn't shown it yet. I have to hope that special teams as a whole does not cost them 2 or 3 games. It cost them 1 game last year, the Dallas home game. It did. It almost cost them an overtime win in Tampa Bay. It almost did. Clearly, they recognized it was a problem. But you have to hope special teams does not cost you. Every team probably loses a game every year because of special teams. But is it 2 or 3 games instead of 1? I have to hope, I have to count on that it's 1 instead of 2 or 3. And that could be the difference. Along with having 8 home games, 8 true road games, and a 9th on a neutral field with plenty of but there's going to be plenty of Dolphins fans there too, I think. Right? That's not a hard trip for the Dolphins fans to make. You know, I'm sure they have a healthy fan base from Madrid, Barcelona, from Spain. Not a hard trip, not an impossible trip for them to make by any stretch. It's not like they're coming from Los Angeles, for God's sakes. So while I don't want to give my official prediction, I think you kind of see where I'm heading. It's not 8-9, but it could easily be 9-8. It could easily be 9-8. And again, their projected win total, according to The Athletic, is 8.8. And the verdict, it says, is just right. How much is the travel, the schedule, the turnaround, the logistics a worry spot for you? Nobody ever seems to care about this as much as I do. I'm right. I know I'm right. I don't even have to question whether I'm right. I'm right. How much is it for you? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.